you get your first guitar?
Well, my father bought my first guitar. My father, named John White, he bought me a Stella. And my sister broke a string after my mother hadn't gotten me off of, I believe, out of kilter. That's the truth. We was out on the porch, and she was older than I was, but I was a fighting little heavy boy, I'm telling you. And she pulled up on that E string, and said, pop, when he did that, I popped her right in the eye. It's as hard as I could drop back. And if mama hadn't come out there, I'd believe him, telling you the truth. Because my father told me, so I bought the guitar for you. I tuned it for you, and I ain't gonna buy no string, and it's all I'm gonna do. And that's all he did do. Then she broke a string, and so if mama hadn't sent somewhere, I don't know where they got it, but they got another string from Houston or somewhere. Because I was gonna whoop every day till the string come in. Yeah, there's no joke about that.
You say Charlie Patton was the man that sort of inspired you to...
Yeah, he's the man that I really want to take pattern out of. And, you know, one reason I was looking at more than just one side. Charlie Patton Records then was selling this as fast as anything I ever know would sell. It was selling fast as food. Because now at that time, well, his record was selling so fast as down here in the Delta of Glendora. And a man that was named, he was named Paul, something I don't get, but he was a nice guy. He bring guy here to Memphis to make records. And I didn't care how many he had, I don't know how many he would buy up, he would sell them out there Saturday night. But that's the most popular. The colored and the white too would be there in that big drugstore. He had place to eat, hot dogs and hamburgers, and all that man made money on them. But Charlie Patton was going over biggest, oh good God, he records are selling. And within my heart, I said, I'm going to take it behind Charlie Patton right now. And, you know, I started playing down there after I came back home. And I had more enemies than I ever had in my life by me being a young boy, knocking them old men out of job. And this guy was paying me. Eddie Smith never was paying me. I started at 9 and go to 12:30. Then I was getting sleep, paying me $60, $65 just by myself. And them old guys, one night they laid the road to kill me. And so another old man told me, don't go home. Say, he told Eddie, say, you better keep this boy at night. A bunch of them up the road there got shotgun, pistols, and everything else. So I spent the night there. And so that didn't scare me too much. I got another guy named George Willie Williams. Some of y'all probably got his record. He blew a hog. Me and George started going playing together. And from then on and on and on, and I come in pulling up pretty good. On up until the day I've been scuffling. Sometimes I do good, sometimes I don't, but I never give up. I always kept good hopes and kept my hand out.
All right, we'll have you play a song, and then we'll ask you another more questions.
Well, my question...